when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Hello, dear, precious Blood River Radio family and the people that might just be tuning in. Welcome back to the second hour of Blood River Radio. We still have my little sister, my baby sister, Monica Schaefer's on with us. She's going to be on with a fellow who's been around a long time. I consider him a great friend. He was one of the founders, if not the founder, of the American Populist Party, which I was a very proud member, and I've lamented the day that it went away. I wish the hell we could get it back. I really do. But anyway, his name is Don Wassel. He's attorney at law. He has probably the best news site I've seen. In fact, I have it pulled up right now. It's called American Freedom News. If you want to get American Freedom News, you type in AmericanFreedomNews.us. You can't .com or .com. Or anything else, it has to be AmericanFreedomNews.us. And you need, there's no other website is needed. It covers everything under the sun in this website. I got it pulled up right now. He's coming on with us. We still have my sister Monica on, and these two people are going to be pretty much running this hour. You know how I do. I ask questions. I try to ask the questions when we come back from the break. That way I don't interrupt the flow the great people we have on this program, and God bless them for pulling my bacon out of the fire. So how you doing today, Don?
Hey, I'm doing good, Eddie, all things considered. How about you?
Doing really good since I had to come in here, but I shouldn't say it that way. It's a privilege. It really is a calling to come in here. I know you hear all these ministers, these Protestant ministers, talk about how it's a calling. Oh, I was called to bring the word of God. Well, it is kind of like a calling to do this, but sometimes you want to do other things, and that's what I was. Anyway, I'm back in here. I'm glad to be here. It's a great privilege. But also, before I forget, I was telling Sister Monica, not only do you have this site right here, and it used to print a hard copy paper. In fact, I still got some hard copies of the paper with me. And you also had a cast football. And I was telling her that you have proved that that it is just a lie. It's that the blacks are really superior athletes to whites, and the name of your site is Cast Football, and you can correct me if I'm wrong.
But yeah, that's also a .us, CASTE Football .us.
Well, people would like to look at that if you'd like to. It will tell you some hard facts and statistics that cannot be argued. That the idea that the black athlete is superior. But that might be for another show, but I have this pulled up right now. I know I'm catching up because I was kind of dogging Charlie Kirk before he came up. Not someone necessarily dogging. I guess I would have probably taken the $40 million too. You know, $40 million is his bank account he got from the men that wear the tiny hats. Netanyahu himself called, went on Instagram, so what a wonderful man Charlie Kirk was, all these big-time Jews. I mean, the big-time Jews are, wailing and gnashing your teeth, and he was such a wonderful man that could do all these things to honor him. There's this rich billionaire Jew, so he's going to send all of his kids to school, on and on and on. Charlie Kirk's on record saying, Christians need to realize that the Jews are the chosen people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I didn't hate the guy. I had no use for him. I never fought him. And I was like Sister Monica. I didn't know much about him because I didn't. Boy, he had a representative on our show one time, and she dropped out. Anyway, that's enough of my mouth. So if you will, Don, take off anything you want to talk about. And I know there's nothing you can say that Sister Monica can't comment on. And since y'all two were both gracious enough to come in here, I love you both. And go ahead. And so what do you want to start off with?
Me? Well, I guess I'm going to have to disagree with you on Charlie Kirk. I mean, not what you said, but Charlie, I don't know if you're aware or not. And first of all, I didn't really follow him closely. I had never met him personally or anything. I was aware of him. You know, he had a strong following, especially among young people. But he was beginning to change the last year or so on Israel and the power of Jews. I posted a YouTube video today on Cast Football, and I would ask you or anyone else that's interested to look at it because it's pretty strong. And in fact, after he was assassinated, there was a lot of rumors out there, and there still are, that it was a professional job done by Israel because Charlie had begun to change so much and he was viewed as a threat. So I would just say that, what you said earlier in his career, but he was a young man. He was only 31, and his views were evolving. My views have always evolved, too. I think anyone who has a inquisitive mind should be open to changing their views over time. But Charlie did change, and he was changing on different things. So it's a YouTube video. It's only a couple minutes long, but I would encourage anyone out there who thinks he was just a tool of Zionism and the Jews, that he wasn't. Or if he was, he wasn't towards the end of his life.
So how can we get that YouTube for you, Sister Monica?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm sure it's in other places, but where I posted it today, if you go to castfootball.us.
Oh, great.
And if you look in the upper right where it has new posts, or it says latest post, there's a topic called miscellaneous, okay? It says miscellaneous, and if you click it, go up to post 1358 on that thread. I posted it today, and it's right there. All you got to do is click it if you can get there. So you go to castfootball.us, in the upper right, under latest posts, look for miscellaneous, and then click that, and then go up about three or four posts, and you'll see a YouTube video, a screenshot of it. And you click it, and it's pretty clear evidence that he was evolving. And that's not the only evidence of it. I mean, there's a lot of it, but that one's pretty clear.
Before we go, Sister Monica, make one comment. Do you think, and this is my opinion, of course he did, because you know what he did? He went up on the roof of his house, he licked his finger, and he saw which way the political winds are blowing, and he sees now that the majority, especially the young people, have come around, and they are totally in tune to Jewish power and influence. He saw that coming, and he did not want to swim against the tide.
He's brave. I mean, when you're a public figure like that, it's not
even. Really, 5 years ago. Where were you 5 years ago? Anyway, not to. But that's just my opinion. He came out. It's safe now. In other words, it's safe for him to do that now. It would have been safe five years ago. But
I don't think it's safe for anybody.
I mean, with our people. It's people are not going to condemn him now like they were 10 years ago. But anyway, I just shut my mouth. Sister Monica come in here, and you know all about Don Wassel. I told you about how I admire him. Where the head got Don, did you form the Populist Party? I know you're board of directors. You were the head.
There was a 1984 party that I was only on the periphery of, but that imploded with lawsuits and it imploded. I was a young man then, and I helped start it up again in 1987, and I was the founding executive director when I was 31 years old.
Wow.
So I eventually became the national chairman of it.
That I know you had a lot of people. I know you had a lot of famous people there. David Duke was in there, and one of my guys I used to really like, Lieutenant Colonel James Bug Wright's, the most highly decorated Green Beret in history. With that aside, Sister Monica, come on in here and let.
Oh, yes. I'm delighted to be on with you today, and it's an honor for me to be on the radio with you today, Don Wassel. I hope said your name correctly. Anyway, I was telling Eddie in the last segment that people probably think I'm living in a cave to say this, but I hadn't actually known who Charlie Kirk was until he was assassinated. So then I've spent, a bit of time during the last few days to get myself a little bit acquainted. And I did see that too. And so that he was changing his views so we discussed that a little bit in the last segment too. But anyway, being whatever that situation is, I do see it as a bit of a Hegelian dialectic, and my thoughts on it is that it's part of a bigger picture, because I don't think it was a lone gunman, kind of like when JFK got shot. It wasn't one, you know, lone gunman that had a magic bullet type of thing. And so that's the part, like, I think it was a larger operation than that. So anyway, but I don't know if we could talk about that or other things too. That I'm very interested in what you've written about the athletes, because I always thought, well, you know, there are certain things that the black people are better at, you know, maybe they're better at athletics, but maybe that's also not true. So
it's not true. Absolutely not true.
It's of great interest to me.
Well, with that coming up, folks, we're going to take our first break of the second hour. We'll be right back after this break, folks. This is going to be a short break. We'll be going live.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging out. Listen, Charlie Kirk, loving or hating, whether we can both respectfully agree, what's that say? We can agree to disagree without being disagreeable. But anyway, Charlie Kirk's assassination should herald the end of the left. It's an article on the American Freedom News. I call it the news site. I call it news online newspaper, but it's the greatest thing since sliced bread if you want to go get news. So I'm going to ask you
that it ends with .us. I know that Don mentioned it, but say it again, because I had looked it up and I didn't find it because I put .com. Everybody puts .com after everything. So it's .us.
Oh, it has to be .us. Yes, no doubt about it. AmericanFreedomNews.us, and you can pull this up. I'm the article I'm looking at right now. I'm going to get Don and Sister Monica to talk about this. It says this article, in fact, it's the huge article at the very top of the page. Troy Kirk's assassination should herald the end of the left. And I haven't read that, but that you can get a lot from that title right there. Don, do you think? And I saw another article that goes right along with this, kind of parallels that, saying this could lead to such a virulent divide in the United States, such a hatred, especially the so-called woke, the communists, the Satan worshipers. They hate us white people. They hate Christians with a satanic, virulent hatred. Is this article, is it going to end the power of the left in this country, Don? Will it herald the end of the left, or is it going to strengthen them? Is it going to make them more violent? What did Troy Kirk's assassination have to do with that, Don Wassell, the intellectual one? Go ahead, brother.
Well, I'll tell you what, Eddie. I mean, I hardly didn't know him, Charlie, personally, but I've been, since this happened, I don't know, it's one of those events you're always, to me, it's like the assassinations of the 1960s. I think it's that powerful and that important. And we're going to have to see how it ends and what happens from here. I think the good guys have been too passive, too nice, turned the other cheek for too long. And I know there's, you know, Charlie was a strong Christian. His wife, who, by the way, anyone who did not watch her first public words last night since his death, I mean, she was just outstanding. I mean, she was great. All the grace and the passion and the love that she obviously had for Charlie and everything he's trying to do. I would encourage everyone listening who has not watched that to watch it. Her name is Erica, E-R-I-K-A, not C-A, E-R-I-K-A, Kirk. And look it up. You know, it's hard to watch that and not tear up. And it was very powerful. They were so admirable. I mean, I've learned a lot since then. I mean, I was just appalled when it happened, but I've been learning more about Charlie. And he was a good man. He was fearless. He went into the, whatever you want to call it, the lion's den, which very few of us do. And he would try to peacefully debate his opponents. And you know how colleges and universities are. They're filled with these indoctrinated ghouls. And so this was a very, very impactful event. And, you know, Charlie had millions of supporters in this country, and there's been vigils for him in various countries around the world. I mean, this was a huge political assassination. And I would just want to say a couple things, too, and the people think it was just, well, instantly say it was Israel. No, this was a homegrown domestic terrorist. I don't know if you know or not, it came out today. This kid, Kyle Robinson, or Tyler Robinson, first of all, he didn't live where that college was in Utah. He lived in southwest Utah, about 250 miles from there. He actually went to that college, and he got back to his neighborhood before he was tracked down. But he was living, first of all, you know, he put engravings on the shell casings of pro, you know, so-called anti-fascists and things like that. But he was living with a transgender roommate. Does that surprise anybody? It shouldn't. This was not Israel. This was a homegrown Antifa terrorist that did this. This country is filled with people like that, have been indoctrinated coming out of the colleges, and this transgender ideology has been practically forced on the kids of this country. It's just so sickening. The pornography in grade schools and the pushing of transgender and having them mutilate their bodies. I mean, how could you have your body mutilated at a young age and not have your mind also mutilated? This was homegrown domestic terrorism. And what has to be done now is that the left, the organized left, from the top down, from the roots up, has to be smashed. It has to be absolutely smashed. Antifa needs to be declared a domestic terrorist group. The NGOs, you've got the NGOs, Eddie, there's thousands of them that operate in this country and around the world, unimpeded. They have billions and billions of dollars, and they're all pushing left-wing causes of one thing or another. You look at the people that were celebrating the death of Charlie on social media, and most of them, or a good portion of them, are teachers and healthcare providers. These are the, you know, teachers. You know, I mean, and it doesn't take, you know, and that's coming out all the time. And we have so many disgusting teachers in this country that are trannies themselves, or homosexuals, or just super left-wing revolutionaries. And, you know, I know, I mean, as we get older, we have health problems. Do you want to go to a hospital where there's some green-haired nurse covered with tattoos that discovers that you're a right-winger, that you're pro-white, taking care of you? Who knows what these people might do, you know, because they literally want to see the death of their enemies, not all of them. But you know what, I was thinking, driving home to be on your show today, I was thinking of a quote, and this is how strongly I feel about this. I think we've all watched the movie The Terminator, right? Famous movie from 1984. Arnold Schwarzenegger played a robot that was out to kill Sarah Connor because she was the mother of John Connor, who in the future was the head of the resistance to the totalitarian forces at that time. And Sarah Connor is in the car with Reese, the character Reese, and she's in shock. He doesn't. This is in the beginning of the movie. You know, her two other Sarah Connors have already been killed, and this Terminator is after her, and she's in shock. And with this guy Reese, who, and she's trying to figure out what's going on. And he turns to her and says, "This is pretty famous. Let me find it here. Listen and understand. That Terminator is out there. It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear, and it absolutely will not stop ever until you are dead." And that's
wow.
That's the left in America today, to me. That's exactly what they are. You know, you got a few exceptions, like John Fetterman, who's a Pennsylvania senator. He's actually, you know, a lot of people thought he was a wacko, but he has some common sense. There's a few of them out there. But for the most part, the left, if the Democrat Party's name had to be changed to Communist Party, then I think Americans would understand the threat, the internal subversion that's been going on for generations. Joe McCarthy warned about it 75 years ago. How can anyone say he wasn't dead on? And before him, people like George Patton tried to warn us. And, you know, Henry Ford. I mean, this has been going on and on, but it's really in 1968 that this really started to take off, this communist counter-revolution or revolution, and it's intensified ever since then. And then about 2015, when Trump came down the elevator and then defeated their queen, Hillary, who was supposed to be crowned in 2016, when that didn't happen, that's what set them off into insanity. And it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. And do you really want these people to take over in 2028 again, the government? I mean, that can't be allowed to happen. They have got to be stopped, and during Trump 2.0, it just has to happen. We cannot live with these people. They want us dead. We're nice people. We turn the other cheek. We try to discuss. They believe in violence against anyone that disagrees with them. That's the situation that this country's in right now, and that's why I think this was such a momentous event. And you know, God help us, what happens from here? But I don't think a lot of people are going to turn the cheek anymore. And so we'll see if the Trump 2.0, this administration's been sitting on its collective ass for 8 months. No arrests of anybody, the traitors of the last 10 years, especially during his administration. Nothing. Nothing's been done yet. Yeah, yeah, Michael or John Bolton, you know, they raided his house or whatever. But that's it. All you keep hearing about, well, it's coming. Well, it better start coming. And they better start going after the left on an institutional level from the top down. Why is George Soros still unimpeded? Why is he still using billions of dollars to finance our downfall? What is going on? I mean, if Trump 2.0, this administration, does not get on the ball and start moving against the internal enemies of this country, then we probably will have a civil war or worse. So that's what we're facing, in my opinion. It is this assassination shined a bright light on exactly what's been going on in this country for too long.
Well, you're on fire. I've never seen you so enthusiastic, just the sincerity coming out of you. Just, I salute you for your what's that word I'm looking for? But, you know, Sister Monica, he said something here that was pricked my ear. Matter of fact, there's an article about the NGOs, and I'm going to go to Sister Monica, get her take on this. It says, this article is owned, the AmericanFreedomNews.us. It says, woke cash, empty jails. The NGO machine behind Charlotte's crime sanctuary. Goes down here. I'm going to read this briefly. Let's see if I can pull it down just a little bit and go, sister. The murder of Irina Zaruska on Charlotte's light rail was not only a savage crime, it was the inevitable result of a national agenda. I won't pull the rest of it up, but you're so right. We could do 4 hours on what you just said, but Sister Monica responded with the man, he's on fire and so
yeah.
Passionate. That passionate coming out. I love that raw passion. Go ahead, Sister Monica.
That was an excellent, little monologue there. That I thought it was just great, and I think you're absolutely right that this is actually a very, very big event, on par with some of the assassinations. Well, the one that comes to mind is JFK, but it's not on that level because he was the president, and this certainly is not. But still, a big event, which, you know, this is the beginning of something. I don't know what, but I would say that we have a big chasm between those who are, you know, communist. I mean, the teachers have been trained in cultural Marxist institutions.
We're going to go to a quick break, Sister Monica.
Yeah, I do think that.
be right back, folks. Don't go far.
How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from Town Hall, I'm Mary Rose. In the wake of the murder of Salem Radio Network talk host Charlie Kirk earlier this week, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson asked members of Congress to pause for a moment of silence, but instead the House chamber broke out into a profanity-laced shouting match. On the Salem Media News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Johnson called for a return to civility in the House.
Especially at a time like this, after a difficult week in America, We're struggling with the loss of our friend, and everyone's dealing with that raw emotion right now. The nation is rattled in many ways, and so are the members of Congress. And I think that probably explains some of the unfortunate things that happened on the Hill this week. We don't regard the other side as the enemy, and that's the way it should be done, and we've got to get back to that.
President Trump says Kirk leaves behind a remarkable legacy.
As he mourns the fatal shooting of one of his top political allies, the president said Kirk's impact on conservative politics will carry on.
We miss him greatly, yet I have no doubt that Charlie's voice and the courage he put into the hearts of countless people, especially young people, will live on.
He also announced plans to posthumously award Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the nation's highest civilian honor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Eric Smith says he believes he understands why blue state and city officials don't want Trump administration help with their obvious crime problems.
The Trump derangement syndrome is strong with these people. Like, they cannot get out of their own way, because when Trump wants to do something like fight violent crime or deport criminal illegal aliens, they got to be on the other side of it. So I think this is why you see their numbers in the high teens, their approval numbers, the Democrats, because they're just on the wrong side of every issue.
The Missouri Republican made his comment to the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. So if we get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start, it's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees. Don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Get ready to be part of something incredible. We're breaking barriers and delivering the powerful stories that mainstream media won't touch. Your support is what fuels our mission to revolutionize journalism and bring you the truth. Join our passionate community of changemakers by donating at libertynewsradio.com today. Together, we're creating the future of news.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these this means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, but I tell you what, we're really doing good today. We got two great people on, and that's, I love to do that. I love to get a nice room full of good people I love, and that's what we've got. And I like to just stand back and get the hell out of the way of people that have got great talent. I'm going. Don also said something a minute ago. I catch these one words of an enemy. Use the term violence. This left. I call them the satanic. They're really taking over the people, the woke crowd, so to speak. That term has been perverted. We cover that in depth on first hour. But our enemy, you could name them the Democratic Party, which is really a satanic party. They don't resemble anything at all. Like this is not the Democratic Party of my childhood. And a couple of things to mention. I'm gonna get the hell out of the way. JFK, Robert Kennedy, George Wallace, General Patton, the guy who was the big Teamsters, Jimmy Hoffa. You know, Colonel Roberts said, we'll never know all the people that were probably involved in these assassinations. I see where Don thinks it's just this one long case guy. Maybe he's right. I don't know. But in the case of JFK, and Robert Kennedy, I won't expand on that, but the Jews were behind JFK's being killed. I'm convinced of that because he didn't want them to have nuclear bombs. Anyway, wrap. I'm just going to go off on this. That one word, violent. Don pointed out, and so rightfully so, Sister Monica, that these people are extremely violent. All you have to do is look around, look at the people that they're killing, that they're assassinating. I keep going back to Charlottesville in 2017, the hell they unleashed on all the people that were there, including yours truly, and with the police standing around with their fingers up their butt, not doing a single thing. Until we started winning, until we started beating the hell out of one of their guys, and here they would come to take a club to us. But anyway, here's the point. These people are extremely violent. I'll go along with, I keep talking about McGregor, because I watched this one YouTube clip to him the other day. I've heard so much about him, and he talked about all this stuff. These people are very violent, and they're just fanatics. Anytime you've been on a street demonstration anywhere like Charlottesville, you see that they're incredibly fanatical. And I don't think, here's the question I got in my statement with a question. I don't think we're ever going to be able to save ourselves, our white race, our nation, our state. I don't think we're ever going to be able to survive unless we do like Churchill said. We have to be, even though Churchill was a demon, I guess he should name somebody else. He said, we have to exceed the violence of our enemy. We have to become more animalistic. We have to exceed their hatred. In other words, Sister Monica, I'll start with you since you didn't get anything this first segment. Are we going to be able to vote our way out of the situation we're in now? Are this woke generation, so to speak, the people that shot Charlie Kirk, if we win the next election and we say that shooting people is against the law, are they going to obey these laws? Are they going to obey the laws? Are they going to obey an election where the majority of the people spoke and liked Trump or not? They did elect Trump, but if you can look around, these people are resisting every which way there is. So, Sister Monica, is the violence going to get worse as we go along, and in the end, when we have to meet force with force, violence with violence, are we going to be able to elect our way out of this stuff? Go ahead, Sister Monica.
Okay, so it sounds like there were two questions there. Are we going to be able to vote our way out of this? No, not with our current system, not with this so-called diversity, multicultural, this whole, you know, I mean, the only place and time that I think that elections and voting and this so-called, you know, democratic system that we all learned was the best thing ever, all through growing up, you know, they just really hammered us with this, oh, democracy is the best thing. It's, you know, government for the people, by the people, of the people. I think there would maybe be only one case in which that would be that actually might be effective, and that is if we had a homogeneous society, no enemy within, and no diversity of races, that it was just our people, and no, like I say, no hidden chameleon type of enemy that is within. I'll just quote Ezra Pound, and then I'm going to hand the microphone back. Maybe I didn't answer the second question about violence, but I want to just talk about this. Ezra Pound, maybe I'm changing the words slightly. I don't know exactly how he said it, but basically the gist of his message was that democracy is Jew speak for country run by Jews. And that's, I'll leave my comments at that and hand it back to Don.
Yes, he did say that. And Don, you know, I'll ask you pretty much the same question. Are these people, are they going to continue to assassinate our leaders, like them or not? Are they ever going to obey or go by the rules of another election? I guess what I'm trying to say, is it going to get it worse? Is it going to come? I'll just get to the. Is it going to come to a civil war in the end, Don? I know you don't have a crystal ball. But it seems the divide in this country, it's just, I've never seen it like this. Even in the 60s, I lived through the 60s with the Vietnam thing. You know, in fact, I was right in the middle of it. But I've never seen, is it going to be better or worse? Are we going to, is society in this country going to, in the United States, in Canada, and other white countries, especially the United States, is it just going to completely break down, Don? What are we going to do? What are we going to do with these quackos, these nutcases, these deranged, satanic worship people like the guy who just got to assassinating Kirk? What about that? What are we going to do? Is it going to get better or worse, Don?
Just let me say first before I answer that I don't necessarily think that Tyler Robinson was a lone nut. I think actually he may have had some help. That in fact, I used text that he was sending to his tranny roommate as one of the ways that they caught him. And apparently these Antifa types, there's an app called Discord that I really don't know anything about other than they use it. And so it could have been an Antifa group that would actually work together on this. So I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to just say it was just him, but I don't think the Mossad came in with a hitman and did it. I think it happened just the way our eyes and ears and common sense tell us. I think if it can be done through voting, this is going to depend on how the Trump administration moves from here. They have to go strongly against the left. And I think when you talk about how divided we are, I think most people are not that polarized. I mean, they're still going around living their life. They interact with lots of different people. There's not, you know, people stabbing each other or getting in fights over their differing political views. This is an extremist, hate communist movement of the far left, and it's a relatively small number. But the way to end it, besides jailing the ones that should be in jail, is to defund it. These NGOs have got to be smashed. The Democrat Party, if need be, needs to be banned. You know, I actually, on my Substack, which I haven't updated for a while, but I wrote 6 months ago an article. Believe it or not, the headline was "Ban the Democrat Party," and I was serious. And this is an internal threat to every peace-loving American, every American that believes in traditional values and just wants to get back to, you know, raising a family and having a normal life. They will never let us have that. So it really depends what the Trump administration does. I mean, he dilly-dallied his first one away. He got off to a good start, it seemed like, in this one with some good executive orders and things. But as I said earlier, there's been no arrests. You know, we're still reading. They're working on it. They're laying the groundwork, and I pray to God that they are, because it depends what Trump does, really, from what happens from here. There are Charlie Kirk had millions of followers, and there are tens of millions of people that are very upset about this. There's a rapper, a white rapper. He's covered with tattoos. He's got long braids, blonde braids. His name, and he's a Canadian, in fact, or I don't know if he's still living in Canada or here. His name is Tom MacDonald, MacDonald. you know, you might not like the way he looks, but he's very passionate. He's on our side, and he's got over 5 million YouTube subscribers. There are millions and millions of people that have woken up to various degrees now. So it all depends. As I mentioned before, too, logistically, I really don't see a civil war. There might be spasms of violence here and there and battles and things like that. I think you agree with this, Eddie, because I've said it before, and I think you agree with it. Generally speaking, the white race is in no condition, mentally or physically, to undertake a civil war right now. Probably the same holds true in Canada. I just don't think so. But there's a lot of passion now. There's a lot of anger. If we can get by, we need to really eliminate the problem, our communist subversion. And if we don't, then all bets are off.
And you know what? Tail Gunner Joe McCarthy talked about that. You mentioned him earlier. And people, with that comment, we'll be right back. We're going to the last break, the second hour. The time is flying. Be right back, folks. This is a short break. You can't stay going long.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Experience the untamed spirit of the American West with Range Magazine. Each issue is a visual journey featuring award-winning photography and compelling stories that capture the heart of ranching and rural life. Stay informed on the challenges and triumphs of those who live and work on the land. Subscribe today and receive quarterly editions delivered to your doorstep and join a community that cherishes the enduring legacy of the Western frontier. Visit rangemagazine.com to subscribe.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Let me tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, this Muay Thai flies fast, I'm telling you, especially when you got great, great people on like I have today. Love them to death. I was during the break, I was asking Don Wassel, the creator of American Freedom News, AmericanFreedomNews.us. You got to get that. You got to get it. And send Don some money because you know what?
There's no way to, Eddie. I mean, it's all online. There's really no way anyone can. It's all free, volunteer. I do it myself for the cause.
Well, that's why I tell you what, I don't know how the hell anybody could do that, especially one person like you are. But during the break, I was talking about this. We have our dear, he's more than a co-host. He's like my blood brother. Gene Andrews comes on. He'll be on the next hour. I was talking to him a while back. He's mentioned this several times. Gene, all you people might know, he was a lieutenant in the Marines. I was Army. He was in Vietnam. Well, he went to a reunion of some sorts to Quantico, where when you're in the Marine Corps, that's where they have their OCS, their Officers Candidate School. He went there for a get together. He told us, I think he said on the air, that while the majority, not all of them, but a large part of the Marine Corps officers were still white, made the remark that the majority of the NCOs, the enlisted, the grunts, the private E1, E2s, E3s, the corporals, et cetera, the buck sergeants, were foreign countries. A lot of them from Mexico, from Honduras. Of course, there's always been a lot of blacks. So my question was, with that prefacing that, with President Trump, and it could be other presidents in the future, sending the National Guard in to cities like Memphis, and especially if you dip into the Marine Corps, which is very heavily populated by non-whites, if you send them to a city where these non-whites are burning the place down, like the Million Dollar Mile, I think it was in Chicago, Minneapolis, St. Paul, a place up there, Missouri, got the name right now. If you send the military in there, and say they confront a bunch of other blacks, or in the case where there's so many Hispanics in the Marine Corps now, and what if, and George Lincoln Rockwell brought this up, what if they say, no, we ain't going to turn our guns on our brethren. We're going to turn our guns on you, white honky. We're coming after you. We're taking over this country. Is that a possibility, Don? Am I just too far out? Was George Lincoln Rockwell too far off the base? What about that?
Well, it didn't happen in D.C., and, you know, that's overwhelmingly black, and the criminals are, you know, almost 100% black, and, you know, so it didn't happen there. I mean, I guess Memphis will be another test case. But, you know, as I mentioned to you during the last break, I mean, that could be that things have gone so far, progressed so far towards communism and the great replacement of whites that, you know, nothing can be done about it. I don't know. Yeah, I wonder sometimes maybe if Trump wants to do more than he's doing, but, you know, who knows? I mean, the FBI could well still be overwhelmingly woke. I mean, I don't know how much of you can even clean out what was there, and then the Justice Department and the government in general. I don't, you know, you got so many professional bureaucrats there that that's a lot of what the deep state is. It's people that are entrenched there, and they're in the NGOs, they're in the universities, they're in the government, they're everywhere. They're in the media, of course, the media too. So I don't, you know, it could be that this country was conquered from within pretty much, and that was on display during the Biden administration. So I think the Trump administration 2.0, you know, their mission now should be a true counter revolution, not just window dressing, not just half-ass measures, but they have got to go full frontal. They have to launch an offensive against the left. If not, they're just putting off the day of reckoning for a few more years at best.
You know, Sister Monica, I ask you something, you know, and it has to do kind of the same, almost the same type of question that I asked Don. In the Soviet Union, if I don't lose my train of thought, from the 1920, when the communists, aka the Jews, most of them being a large part of the Jews that were in the top echelon of the Communist Party in Russia, and I know you people know this, were a large part of them were Jews, and a great number of them from the United States. For instance, Trotsky, what's his name? Lev Bronstein, if I got it right, was I think from Brooklyn. They went from the United States, from these Jews, the United States to the Soviet Union to overthrow that country right there. I guess people are going to probably think I'm a bloodthirsty warmonger, but I'm pretty pessimistic on taking this country back any way or the other. In the end, I think it's going to be like it always has been. It's going to be raw, merciful force. But anyway, Sister Monica, as we've talked about this before, Alexander Solzhenitsyn said that there was at least 66 million, let that sink in, people, 66 million white people exterminated in all lands that were controlled by the Jews in the Soviet Union and parts thereof. For instance, the Ukrainian Holodomor, pick your number, 6 to 12 million people starved them to death. That's what they did. That's what the Jews did to their enemies. That's how they solved their problem. That's how they did their voting machines, as you might, so to speak. They didn't go around with trying to vote, trying to persuade people, general persuasion, et cetera, et cetera. And these people are fanatics. They're incredibly determined and fanatics. Sister Monica, are we going to get, I guess this, maybe this question is off the top. Is it going to get, and I consider Canada, the United States almost just one country, but we're both the same people. Is it going to get so bad that it'll be like another Soviet Union? In other words, I've said that we have to, I've said before, we have to emulate our Jewish brethren the way they did it. They got rid of their enemy. Some people, like Sister Monica said, it was over 66 million, 100 million in China. So is it going to come to that, or is it Don right? Sister, do you agree with Don that you don't think it's not going to get that bad? We can't straighten it out with the voting, et cetera, et cetera. Or is it going to come to like a Soviet Union? Is it going to be us or them? Go ahead, Sister Monica. I hope I didn't get too long.
No, that's good. Your preambles are great, Eddie. But anyway, and Trotsky, I think he was not originally American. I think he came from over there, spent some years in New York, and then went back with a pile of money and a pile of people, too, to bring about that so-called revolution, which was not the Russian people. Like Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, it was not a Russian revolution like we're taught in school, but it was the Jews who started it and finished it and murdered a lot of people, like you mentioned. Now, here, I think it's the same end game, but they're using a slightly different playbook. They've already murdered many, 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 many people through the medical system, things like chemotherapy, and that's a whole nother subject. I won't get into that right now, but over the decades, they've murdered many. And now the COVID cost, you know, the bioweapon and now weather engineering and vaccines, all these other methods they're using, this is already happening, Eddie. And it's just different playbook. It's a different methodology. Now, our people, I am optimistic. We are not going to lose this battle. We are not going to lose this war. Sorry, it's more than a battle. It's a major war. And we will rise up again. And we have been down before. We've been asleep before. And we are going to rise. I don't want to leave it on a black-pilled note. But everybody needs to, you know, get into action. It's, you know, it's not a game. And it's basically do or die time, you know, do something, folks. And everybody can do something. And it's not up to us to prescribe what that is. But first of all, do not obey their nonsensical mandates and laws, whatever those are that don't make sense, that are not good for us. Set up parallel systems of, you know, everything in your life. Take your children out of the school system, which, you know, we've talked about the schools, the teachers. That's the worst place to send your children. Very dangerous place to send your children. There are things that ordinary families can do. And get married to people of your own kind and have babies. White people, please have many babies. I think that's a nice note to finish my commentary on. Back to you.
Well, I'd just like to make this quick comment, and Don talked about it. He said it may be too far, but these people, our enemy, the woe, the Satanist, whatever you want to call them, the Democrats, same one of the same. And Don said they were so ingrained in our society. You pick an institution, the universities, the high schools, the media, Hollywood. Pick your institution. They were so ingrained, and they're like ticks dug into a hound. In the end, I mean, I just don't know how we're going to root them out. I think it'll be like Andrew Jackson sold the bankers. He said, "By you're a bunch of den of vipers, and by God, I'm going to root you out and destroy you." That's pretty much of a parallel.
Can I say something just real briefly, Eddie?
Sure. I was going to go to you right now. Go ahead.
I've heard the words Jesus and Jesus Christ used in a positive manner in the media more in the last few days than I have my entire life put together. Before, it was just taking his name in vain, and often by Jews, which is so offensive. So I think an enlightenment, an awakening is coming, and hopefully it'll be a peaceful one, and we will, like Monica said, I think we will win in the end.
Excellent. I'm so glad. In fact, I was getting ready to go to you, and I'm glad you hopped in there. I'd like to thank you so much, Sister Monica. Thank you so much, Don. You did great. You did great service to your people, the people that are listening to this broadcast. And I would like to thank you again. Can't thank you enough. And I will be staying in touch with both of you wonderful people. So thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lizzie.
Good to meet you, Don, on the radio. Very good to meet you. Thank you, Eddie.
I feel the same. Nice to meet you, Monica. My pleasure.
Going to the